Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Right now, let's talk football, and I want to start by talking about the Patriots. I despise everything New England. Now, as a kid growing up watching the Buffalo Bills, obviously I was more along the, when it comes to the rivalry of despising the Dolphins, because for years the Bills never beat them, and then of course it became the Patriots. But these dopes are going to the Super Bowl. It makes me sick that May is going to the Super Bowl before Josh Allen. And this is how badly we live, Bills Mafia, rent-free, and the heads of the New England Patriots. They're at their pre-Super Bowl rally. I hope they get their teeth kicked in. And this is what they said at their rally about Bills Mafia.
7 years since we last did this. It feels like yesterday. And you know who's not having a Super Bowl send-off today? Bills Mafia! All the tables in Buffalo are safe!
Screw you. I hope the Seahawks crush you in the Super Bowl. I hope you lose by 60 points. And speaking of 60 points, I wonder what the point spread is for the Super Bowl. And the guy to come in and tell me all about it is nationally known sports betting expert. He's from Tom Barton Sports. Tom Barton, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on. And I have to tell you, nothing has changed with those New England fans, right? Remember, after they won their first Super Bowl ever, the crowd is sitting around chanting, "Yankees suck," as if they didn't just have a Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, they can't get out of their own way and just celebrate their success without kind of trying to drag on somebody else, right?
Bunch of insufferable ingrates. I literally hope the Seahawks, and I am not going to watch a Super Bowl, Tom. You know, my wife and I are making, Ashley, we're making Super Bowl plans. I'm like, no. You take the kids whatever party you want. I am so ticked and angry about how the Bills season ended. Referees, blown calls, inconsistent calls. I am not watching the Super Bowl. So I'm just curious. Again, you are a nationally known sports betting expert. So what was your take? Let's talk Bills now first. About the referees, because a lot of people are saying, hey, it's fixed. The NFL put up a graphic before the season. Seattle and New England are at the beginning of that graphic, at the top of it, and closest to the Super Bowl trophy. Inconsistent calls. What are your thoughts on how the Bills season ended?
Look, it was ridiculous. The idea that we don't know what a catch is to this day. After the Dez Bryant controversy, we still don't know what a catch is. And that's the thing. Look, there are bad calls, right? We've all seen bad calls. And I don't think it's fixed. I think it's incompetent, okay? I think that the fact that we have a billion-dollar industry that has part-time referees is already the beginning of the incompetence. But with the Bills specifically, you know, the idea that they couldn't get Josh Allen a yard a couple of years ago. Now with this happening, it's consistently the same team kind of getting screwed. I don't think that there's an agenda. I just think that the incompetency has lied so far in the Buffalo Bills, against the Buffalo Bills. And it is putting the entire league into question, where people are asking, is it fixed? You have NFL quarterbacks, people that played the highest position at the highest level, running to social media and asking, what is a catch? I don't even know what a catch is anymore. Think about that. We're watching and spending all this money and this time watching a sport. Well, we don't know the basic rules because they're changing them as they go. The incompetency is out of control. The refereeing is out of control. And I know a lot of people said there's going to be an investigation. There should be an investigation about how can a billion-dollar company employ part-time that are just completely incompetent officials.
Now let's talk Buffalo Bills head coach, because as much as I love Sean McDermott, he is such an amazing man. Highest levels of integrity, character. I supported terminating him because I don't think he is the guy that can take the Bills to the Super Bowl. And I wasn't really sold on Joe Brady either, to be honest with you. It's 3rd and 16 and the guy's calling 1 yard screens. But after his press conference, the more I thought about, you know what? I think it's a great hire. I really do. It continues the culture that Sean McDermott, the foundation that he built. It's someone who Josh Allen is comfortable with. So what are you hearing, Tom? Because you are very tuned in to NFL circles around the country, especially Vegas. What are you hearing about the Bills' selection of Brady as the new head coach?
It's not being received well around the league. It's kind of, I don't want to be said being laughed at because people do like Brady, but it didn't make any sense to them unless, and here are the rumblings, Brady said, look, I'm going to leave. You know, I'm not going to be here if McDermott's still here. I want my chance. So there are precedents to be said where you elevate the underling to kind of take the next step up. I don't think it's being received as well as it should. I think he's a competent head coach, or he could be a competent head coach. We don't know, but I think he's a competent enough head coach. But I thought McDermott was perfectly okay. But is perfectly okay what you want? No, you want more. And I'll bring it back to the New York Yankees because it's a New York thing. Look, I love Buck Showalter. I absolutely adore Buck Showalter. But the Yankees looked at Buck Showalter and what he did and said, you know what? I don't think he can get us over the hump. Bring in Joe Torre. He got you over the hump. Maybe that's another situation here, but around the league, people are just scratching their heads. Unless Brady said, look, I'm not coming back, why would you not have McDermott and Brady try to run it back? It's sort of the question around the league.
Yeah, but I mean, I go back to the Kansas City playoff game, you know, 13 seconds. You can't hold Kansas City for 13 seconds. You can't run a squib kick. I mean, so many different points allowed on defense. I mean, I get it. I think the Bills hit a wall. And from my perspective, if you're in the playoffs and you lose the last game of the year, then your season's a failure. Your goal is to win a Super Bowl. And I just think the Bills hit a wall with Sean McDermott, an amazing man. Love him to death. But I don't think he's the guy to get us there. So let's talk about the Super Bowl this year, Tom. Because obviously, again, you are a nationally known sports betting expert. If you go to the Google machine at Tom Barton Sports. So what's your take? Seahawks, New England, what's the point spread? What are you telling folks pertaining to betting?
Well, look, I'm going to be heavy on prop plays. Come around this time, at this time of year, I always ask the question, and everybody wants to bet the Super Bowl. Look, I'm on national radio to get my take on the Super Bowl. And the reality is, if this game was played on a Sunday afternoon in week 15, for example, I would probably lay off because I think it's going to be a close game, and I think that the point spread is absolutely dead on. The Las Vegas bookmakers don't make mistakes often, right? So generally speaking, it's going to be tight. It's going to be close to the point spread. Seattle is favored by 5.5 or so. I think if it gets to 6, you have to take a look at New England. In the history of the Super Bowl, the recent history of the Super Bowl, not for people like me and you, it's been close games. This is going to be the highest point spread since the Arizona Cardinals went up against Pittsburgh Steelers. Remember, Pittsburgh won the game. Arizona covered the game, right? I mean, 6 points in an NFL game is a lot, especially with these high-stake pressure and teams. Everybody likes Seattle. Almost 70% of the betting public likes Seattle. 70% of the money coming in is on Seattle. The world loves Seattle. Yet the line isn't really jumping. So it's a little concerning if you are on Seattle that you're with everyone. And generally, everyone doesn't usually do so well.
All right, Tom, you can tell by my next question that I've never bet on sports. Actually, no, I did once. I was in Vegas, and I bet the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I put $20 down, but obviously it did not work out that well. Explain to our listeners on News Radio 930 WBN, what is a prop bet? I have no idea what that is.
So a prop bet is anything but the point spread and the total. So meaning if you want to bet on Drake May to throw two touchdowns, you can bet on that. Do you want to go out there and you want to bet on the first half? Oh, I only like the first half. You could bet on that. What about the total sacks in the game? For me, one of my favorite bets is how many punts there are going to be in the game. I think it's going to be a defensive effort. The total is right there, kind of leaning the under, but punts in the game. How about seven? Do you know that the New England Patriots kicker has punted 8 and 8 by himself in the last two games? So that's something that you could take a look at. You could take a look at, like I said, total sacks in the game, touchdowns, who's going to score. There's all sorts of kind of plays that you could go out there. There's sheets and sheets and sheets. Anything except for the regular point spread and the total falls into that prop player, prop bet situation.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
That's fascinating. It really is. So now, Tom, I want to talk about your job. I know you host a sports betting show on Fox Sports Radio. You are the sports director of the South Shore Press. You are a nationally known sports betting expert. And it's just fascinating to me that this is your job. So for people not familiar, like, how do you make money on this? Like, what do you do? For our listeners, again, on News Radio 930 WBEN, what does it take to make a living by what you do? Are there a lot of extreme highs? Are you a guy that says, look, everything in moderation, let's stick to moderate gains? How do you make money?
53%. That's how you make money. I have to hit 53% to make money. And it is a grind. Look, forget about any movie that you hear. Forget about any kind of, stories that you tell. This is a grind. It's every day. For now, more than 15 years for me, on my wedding day, I was putting down bets every single day. You got to do it to be sharp. And you incrementally go. Look, people think that, you watch some scamdy cappers out there, and that's my name for them, that are bottles are Cristal and hanging off of a yacht. They're not real handicappers. Real handicappers are grinding. Hey, guess what? I have a nice win tonight. Guess where that's going? To my baby's food or my mortgage or whatever that might be. As long as you're making a profit. And that's exactly what this is. It's being profitable day in and day out. You grind away. You limit the odds. The odds are in their favor for every casino game in the world, right? But in sports betting, it's me against the guy that sets the line. Can I find an angle? Can I find an area where I'm more of an expert than him? Can I find an area where I find something that I can exploit? And that's all that this is. It's me against him, except him is a billion-dollar company with AI and everything else behind him, against me. And there was a report about 10 years ago, it came out, and it said less than 100 people in America are actually professional sports bettors that can make money on it. I was one of them. And I think that now with the legalization, it's probably even less. I would say we're probably in that 50 range.
But do people who bet, and again, I would not know the first thing about sports betting. So do people who do they have to be careful? Because I want to talk about that term that you mentioned, scammed cappers. Are there scumbags in your line of business that basically make money and just they don't give a damn about who wins or who loses? And they'll actually say, hey, X amount of people, okay, bet Seahawks, X amount of people, hey, go bet the Patriots, and they just make money off both teams? Are there people out there that do that?
I can count on one hand how many people aren't that way.
Really?
I can throw a ticket into a crowd in a sports book and probably hit 10 handicappers, right, that don't know what they're doing. They're just robbing people of money, telling them they have inside information, telling them they have a rigged game or they know a guy, and they don't know anything. They have no idea. They're the honest people in this business are very rare, very far and few between. I didn't know this when I got into the business. You know, this wasn't my background. I was a radio host. And when I did get into it, Gaming Today in Las Vegas did a report on me. And they said, how can he be honest? I'm written up in books. How can you be an honest handicapper and make money? Because it seems so foreign because there's so many scamdicappers out there.
But at 53%, so your record of success when it comes to actually making money, because you've got young kids, of like feeding your family, paying your mortgage. So for a professional sports bettor, your money, you are like the cream of the crop if you win 53% of your bets?
53% will give you a profit. In order to kind of make a living in this, you got to hit about 55%, and nobody does that. I mean, you could follow the people online, the athletes, the people that are claiming that they're you know, professionals, and follow them for the year. You'll find them in the 30% range, 35% range. By the way, they're actually really good anyway because you could just go against them and you're hitting 60%, right? I mean, you know, there's a way to make money in everything. But yeah, to be an elite sports handicapper, if you're hitting 55%, you're making a living. You're paying a mortgage. You're doing fine. If you're hitting anywhere close to 60, and I don't know anybody that can hit 60% long term, but if you're hitting anywhere close to 60%, you are of the elite of the elite. I know your name. Most people are going to know your name. You're in that top 50 people in America.
That's fascinating to me. So, like, how stressful is that? Again, you've got young kids. You mentioned you're betting on your wedding day that you've got to hit 55% of your bets in order to feed your family. This isn't just someone going on an app and saying, oh, I'll throw $20 on the Bills. You make a like, how stressful is that?
So somebody wrote this one time, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, and they consider this one of the top five most stressful jobs in the world behind aircraft traffic controller and heart surgeon, right? I don't think I'm up to that level of stress, but it is. It's stressful. You know, you have to just trust the process. And if you give yourself 30 days, 60 days, and you say, look, I know that my process is going to win over 30 or 60 days. I can handle a 2-game losing streak, a 3-game losing streak. Wow, I'm running cold. I've lost, you know, 5 of the last 7. That's okay. As long as you know that your process is going to work out and you're going to make money, you can take some of that stress away.
That's unbelievable to me. I really appreciate this conversation, Tom, because I think our listeners learned a lot, not just about betting on the Super Bowl or the Bills, but just literally picking your brain about, okay, what is your job like as you make your living by it? So, Tom, where can people find you if they do want to bet on the Super Bowl or they want to find the one honest guy in sports betting? Where can they find you?
Well, guys, it's TomBartonSports.com. If you go to the site, you get 30 days of my plays, every play, every level, every sport. There's no upselling. There's no commission. There's nothing. You get every single thing that I bet. You just tell me and you put out whatever you want. You want to bet $5 on a game? Go ahead. It's TomBartonSports.com.
Okay, real quickly, Bills next year. What are your thoughts?
I like them next year. I already took a look and I said, man, you know what? The NFL, if it is scripted, how about Bills against Giants in their new home and they beat the Giants to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and exercise the demon that was Scott Norwood. How about that?
Oh, you had to drop that. You had to. This is former friend Tom Barton on News Radio 930.
I said you were going to exercise the demon, though, right?
From your lips to God's ears, how's that sound, Tom?
I think it's a good, if there is a script, I'll be with the good script. That's a Hollywood movie. Let's make it for real life.
All right. Works for me. Thank you. Again, it's Tom Barton, nationally known sports betting expert. Always good to talk to you, brother. Greatly appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Sounds good, Tom.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.